Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, March 4th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of arts and entertainment news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
A Kinnick Sky Entertainment production, Peace Be Still. The stage play returns to Atlanta after rave reviews and standing ovations. Peace Be Still, the powerful stage play written and directed by NLAPI award-winning playwright Kinnick Sky, returns to Atlanta after receiving rave reviews and a 3-minute standing ovation. The production follows Niall Winters on a journey of love, loss, and resilience, surrounded by a talented ensemble cast, including Aaron Spears and Latrice Pace. Audiences can expect a night of laughter, tears, and reflection as the play explores the power of love and self-discovery. Tickets are available at www.kinnicksky.com, with early reservations recommended due to high demand. For media inquiries or press passes, contact Janelle PR. Kinnick Sky, known for her impactful storytelling, is redefining excellence in theater and film, with productions like Sunday Morning and Peace Be Still continuing to captivate audiences nationwide.
With My Own Eyes debuts with single Make Me Forget, a nostalgic pop-punk anthem. With My Own Eyes debuts their single Make Me Forget, a nostalgic pop-punk anthem that captures the spirit of youthful rebellion and emotional honesty. The track pays homage to influential pop-punk bands of the early 2000s while infusing a modern edge. Featuring vibrant guitar work, catchy rhythms, and heartfelt vocals, Make Me Forget showcases the band's tight-knit chemistry. Available on major streaming platforms, fans can expect more new music and announcements from With My Own Eyes. Stay connected with the band on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Formed in 2024, With My Own Eyes is a Miami-based pop-punk band known for their catchy melodies, high-energy performances, and personal lyrics. Pickle Jar announces LOI for strategic partnership with Sonic Bids to expand venue and artist subscription services. Pickle Jar Entertainment Group, a leading Texas-based music and entertainment software company, has announced a letter of intent with Sonic Bids and Advanced Music Technologies to integrate Pickle Jar's payment technology, PicPay, with Sonic Bids' verified bookings and artist subscription platform. This collaboration will streamline the process for venues to contract and pay artists through Pickle Jar's advanced transaction platform. The partnership will also include upgrading artists' electronic press kits with TipNow technology to enhance fan engagement. Sonic Bids will activate their venue sales team as a channel sales partner to the 1,500 venues using their platform today, creating a revenue share model for venue-managed services. This partnership aims to empower independent artists and venues while enhancing fan experiences and streamlining event bookings.
Philosophy Park launches Morning Mystic, a revolutionary wisdom market and a sanctuary of life-changing wisdom. Philosophy Park has launched Morning Mystic, a revolutionary wisdom market and sanctuary of life-changing wisdom. This groundbreaking space offers pure, poetic wisdoms to nourish the soul and inspire the mind. It is a refuge for those seeking guidance for healing, emotional emptiness, burnout, or inner peace. Users can download wisdoms that resonate with them and transform their space with stunning wall and desk art. Morning Mystic is a daily source of strength, peace, and purpose. Explore this sanctuary at Philosophy Park's website. Endurance icon Rebecca Rush launches highly anticipated new podcast, What's the Rush? Endurance icon Rebecca Rush has launched a groundbreaking podcast titled What's the Rush? Exploring personal transformation through high achievement. Premiering on February 19, 2025, the series delves into shedding armor to uncover authentic selves. Each episode features intimate conversations with accomplished individuals in sports, science, health, and more. Guests include Dr. Michael Gervais, Juliet and Kelly Starrett, Haley Batten, Kate Courtney, Chris Burkard, Corey Richards, Dr. Stacey Sims, Kimmy Fasani, and Rhett USAF Major Gen Sharon Bannister. Rebecca's journey from Blood Road to Stillness inspired this podcast, inviting listeners to redefine identity and navigate extraordinary paths. Subscribe on all major platforms for weekly episodes starting February 2025.
New Paul Gom painting discovered, astonishing double-sided masterpiece. A newly discovered double-sided painting by Paul Gauguin has been confirmed as authentic by leading experts, including Dr. Yvonne Mucic and Dr. Elpida Vuitsis. The front side, from Gauguin's Tahitian period, is a rare find from the same era as his famous Nefeafy Poipo. The back, previously unsigned, has been attributed to Gauguin through scientific analysis. This remarkable discovery sheds light on Gauguin's techniques and themes, expanding our understanding of his legacy. Currently held in a private collection in Zurich, discussions are underway for future museum exhibitions. Scholars and collectors are expressing significant interest in this valuable addition to Gauguin's body of work, with its importance recognized worldwide. El Sapo Pepe, the first Pepe that inspired Matt Fury's Pepe. El Sapo Pepe, a beloved cultural icon in Argentina, was created by Analia Garcia in 1988. Inspired by the toads in her garden, Garcia aimed to challenge negative stereotypes and create a friendly character for children to love. The iconic song El Sapo Pepe became a childhood staple with its playful rhythm and cheerful vibe. Today, El Sapo Pepe remains a symbol of joy and nostalgia in Argentina, adapting to modern times while preserving its positive message. The controversy arises when comparing El Sapo Pepe to Matt Fury's Pepe the Frog, as both share striking similarities. Could Fury have drawn inspiration from El Sapo Pepe? Let's give rightful recognition to the original Pepe, El Sapo Pepe. Join the laughs and celebrate New Year's Eve at Comedy Village, the only comedy club in Times Square. As New Year's Eve approaches, comedy enthusiasts and tourists can celebrate at Comedy Village, the only comedy club near the NYE Ball Drop in Times Square. Two shows at 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. will feature renowned comedians Nick Simmons, P.J. Landers, Chrissy Gregory, and Nick Callis. The club's owner, P.J. Landers, expressed excitement for the event, offering a unique experience combining laughter with the NYE Ball Drop. Guests can enjoy a champagne toast, appetizers, and an after-party at the venue's cocktail bar. Comedy Village, a fixture in the NY comedy scene for over two decades, continues to showcase top talent. Connect on social media for updates and don't miss the opportunity to ring in the new year with laughter and joy at Comedy Village in Times Square.
Acclaimed editor Lee Dahe joins Black Sand feature film project. Renowned editor Lee Dahe has joined the creative team of the upcoming feature film Black Sand, directed by Yao Rui. The project, scheduled to start production in October 2026, will explore a compelling narrative involving 12 individuals facing a critical decision on a beach at night. Lee Dahe's role as the editor will involve shaping the film's structure and pacing through various stages of editing until its completion in late 2027. Director Yao Rui expressed excitement about Lee's involvement, citing her storytelling skills and international background as assets for the project. The film will also feature actor Liang Zhang, known for his roles in various productions, adding star power to the lineup. Stay tuned for more updates on Black Sand as it progresses towards completion.
HBO boss turns eye to 2025. Updates on Euphoria, Game of Thrones, and Harry Potter. HBO's top executive Blois looks ahead to 2025 with updates on popular shows like Euphoria, Game of Thrones, and Harry Potter. While the Game of Thrones universe remains a priority with upcoming projects, Blois admits to the challenges of meeting fan expectations while maintaining creative freedom. Details on the Harry Potter series led by J.K. Rowling reveal a potential release in 2027, with a focus on staying true to the books amidst logistical challenges. Despite rumors, Euphoria will return for a third season in January 2025, featuring key cast members. HBO's content spend for 2025 will remain flat, with a slight decrease when adjusting for inflation, as the network continues to navigate complexities in the industry and deliver premium storytelling. Swagger Magazine presented the Creators Gala at Miami Art Week, a night of art, style, and luxury, produced by Rockstar Entertainment and Night Train Entertainment. Swagger Magazine, the leading luxury lifestyle publication for modern affluent men, hosted the exclusive Creators Gala at Miami Art Week on December 5, 2024. The event, held at the stunning One Ocean South building in Miami Beach, showcased a perfect blend of art, luxury, and innovation. Guests enjoyed signature cocktails like the Swagger Margarita and Cindy Prado Paloma, featuring Authentico organic tequila. Hendrix Gin and Sensation Wines provided refreshing options, while Peroni Nastro Azzurro served premium Italian lager. Co-hosted by actor Jimmy Akingbola and model Cindy Prado, the gala featured the art exhibit Metamorphosis of Aphrodite Stone by Noreen Arakelian. The event also partnered with GettingAlong.com to support future global leaders, offering resources for personal growth and good citizenship. Produced by Rockstar Entertainment, Night Train Entertainment, and Jane Owen Public Relations, the Creators Gala was a standout event of Miami Art Week 2024. Abbott Elementary reclaims its mockumentary throne with a stellar season 4. Abbott Elementary is reclaiming its mockumentary throne with a stellar season 4. Premiering new episodes every Wednesday on ABC with next day streaming on Hulu, the show is proving why it's a standout in the world of sitcoms. With 22 episodes planned, this season promises a return to form after some mixed reviews for its third season. Series creator Quinta Brunson's vision for a mockumentary style, reminiscent of classics like The Office and Parks and Recreation, provides a perfect vehicle for the show's unique mix of humor, heart, and authenticity. Season 4 has quickly dispelled concerns from Season 3, bringing Janine back to Abbott and focusing on relationships and character growth. The show's richly drawn characters, like Janine, Principal Ava Coleman, Gregory Eddy, and Barbara Howard, continue to captivate audiences with their humor and heart. Abbott Elementary's ability to blend sharp humor with meaningful commentary on education, race, and community sets it apart in the mockumentary genre, making it one of the best sitcoms on television. Watch new episodes every Wednesday on ABC and stream on Hulu every Thursday to join the class and see why Abbott Elementary is leading the pack in mockumentary sitcoms. Bandcamp reveals its highly anticipated Best of 2024, unveiling fan favorites across all genres from Monday, December 2nd through Wednesday, December 18th, 2024. Bandcamp unveils its highly anticipated Best of 2024, featuring fan favorites across all genres from December 2nd to December 18th, 2024. The celebration includes Bandcamp Daily's Best of 2024, the 2024 Bandcamp Holiday Guide, and Bandcamp Friday, where all purchases directly support artists. President Brian Biniak emphasizes the platform's commitment to artist support and community growth. Editorial Director J. Edward Keyes highlights the list as a reflection of Bandcamp's dedication to independent creators. The curated Best of 2024 list showcases rising stars and fan favorites, with genre-specific picks rolling out throughout December. The Holiday Gift Guide features exclusive stats and new merch, while Bandcamp Friday on December 6th supports artists by waiving revenue share. Explore the Best of 2024 list on Bandcamp's website and join the community in celebrating independent music.
All hope is not lost for a Game of Thrones spinoff about Jon Snow. HBO's potential Game of Thrones spinoff about Jon Snow may not be completely off the table. HBO programming chief Casey Bloys hinted at the possibility of revisiting the project in the future, suggesting that they may try again. Kit Harington previously mentioned that the series was put on hold because the team couldn't find the right story to tell. HBO's success with the franchise continues with strong viewership for House of the Dragon and the upcoming production of A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms. Bloys emphasized the importance of taking their time with development to ensure quality storytelling. While details on the Jon Snow spinoff remain uncertain, HBO remains committed to delivering groundbreaking content for its audience. New research shows Spark Microsystems wireless audio delivers highest possible sound quality. New research from Spark Microsystems reveals that their ultra-wideband UWB technology delivers bit-perfect wireless audio, matching the quality of wired transmission. The study, presented at AES Show 2024 NY, showcases Spark's low latency of under 7 milliseconds, providing pristine sound quality. Compared to legacy Bluetooth, Spark UWB stands out as the preferred choice for audio brands like Sonos Faber and Focal. Additionally, the bi-directional audio transport feature further demonstrates the advanced capabilities of Spark's technology. Independent testing by audio expert Jeff Anderson shows that Spark UWB outperforms competing codecs, offering distortion-free signal and comparable fidelity to wired connections. This breakthrough sets a new standard for wireless audio quality and performance. SRM Entertainment, capitalizing on a $156.5 billion entertainment licensing boom, SRM Entertainment Inc., NASDARM, is capitalizing on the booming $156.5 billion entertainment licensing market, with the global licensed merchandise sector projected to reach $400.93 billion by 2032, SRM is aligning with fan-favorite franchises like the Smurfs and Harry Potter to create custom-designed products for major entertainment venues. By focusing on high-traffic locations such as theme parks and zoos, SRM is meeting the demand for branded merchandise across categories like apparel, toys, and home goods. The company's strategic licensing partnerships and innovative product offerings, including the popular Sip With Me drinkware collection and Bluetooth-enabled RGB LED light sticks, position SRM for continued success. Additionally, SRM's recent expansion into media with SRM Media, in partnership with SureTone Pictures, further diversifies its revenue streams and solidifies its presence in the entertainment industry.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.